Good afternoon and welcome to A Look at the Arts. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. As has been a tradition for over two decades, every year I publish my annual Tom's Top 10 Regional Albums of the Year in the Times Daily newspaper. This year's picks appeared yesterday on January 26th in the paper's 219 Entertainment section. So today, for A Look at the Arts, I'm going to count down the albums from 10 to 1 and feature a song from each of these 2016 releases so as to give you, the Lakeshore Public Radio listener, a taste of each of these artists' latest CD. Among the artists who made the grade in 2016, according to me, the Steepwater Band, the Pondhawks, Michael McDermott, Mike Gallimore, Open Your Eyes, and five other artists. So let's get to it. Those who made my top 10 albums of the year 2016. And as we get ready to start the first song, can I get a drum roll, please? Number 10 comes in from a guy that I've known for a number of years, an old friend of this show's. He's been here many times over the last few years. His name is Robert Rolf Feddersen, and it's off his album, My Terri Ann. Well, this is stellar original music, inspired by love, inspired by his muse and his wife, Terri Ann Feddersen. This is an album that I think you're going to like, and this one's called The Comeback Kid. The Comeback Kid. And Robert Rolf Feddersen is indeed the Comeback Kid. He came back from a great career in the hard rock heavy metal field to reinvent himself as a neo-modernist folk singer. I think I just made that term up, Dan. I don't know if that's a real term or not.
I think that's a great term, though. You should keep that one for sure.
The thing I like about Robert Rolf Feddersen is he doesn't really sound like anybody else. And that's really hard for an acoustic-based artist to not sound like somebody that's been out there. Robert chiming in there at number 10 in my top 10. Now we move on to number nine, which is Big Dog Mercer. The album's called It Ain't Easy. It's always good to hear a talented blues player reinventing an old standard, like a Willie Dixon song or a Robert Johnson song. And of course, Big Dog Mercer can do that well, and he does it on this CD. But what made it land on my list is his original material. Rolls together very well and brings in elements of the Mississippi Delta, Memphis, and the Chicago blues sound. And it's a sound that's easy to digest. He's a great slide player and isn't afraid to rock out like Dickie Betts or Sonny Landreth or even the late, great Johnny Winter. So we're going to hear a song that I think is one of the best on here. It's an original one. This is Big Dog Mercer from the It Ain't Easy album and One for Gabby.
It's getting cold outside. I want some leaves that fall from the trees, yeah. It's getting cold outside. I want some leaves that fall from the trees, yeah. It's been 10 long years since my heart ran out on me. That wind's blowing in change. Lord, I hope this time that it's good. That wind's blowing in change. Lord, I hope this time that it's good. Changed my way of living it now. I'm doing all those things like I should. Well, try it anyway. Yeah, blow, wind, blow.
song for Gabby off the It Ain't Easy album, Big Dog Mercer, clocking in at number 9 on our top 10 for 2016, which brings us to number 8. Number 8 stays with the blues. It's a tasty little number. I like this band. They've been around a long time. They're called the Chicago Kingsnakes, and Jim Anderson has been running this band for a long time, and they always had that Chicago sound. Well, on this album, they stretch it a little bit. There's influences from, say, Stax Records, Royal Studios in Memphis, and of course, Chess has its fingerprints all over it. This one kind of reminds me, because of the saxophonist on here, Terry Sonny Lee Tritt, it reminds me a little bit of the Asbury Juke sound. This one's track 2 off the Chicago Kingsnakes. Southside Soul, this one's called Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda.
Time ago, we were carefree, thought we'd never grow old. Moved apart, moved on with our lives. Still think about what we should have tried. If I coulda, then I shoulda, then I woulda made you mine. If I coulda, then I shoulda. Picture the other day, you just turned 21 when we hit LA. You were so happy, so was I. Little did I know that you loved another guy. Well, I should have, and I would have made you mine. If I could have, well, I should have.
Number 8 on my top 10 of 2016, Chicago Kingsnakes and the album Southside Soul off their own Music King Records, and Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda. Kudos to the saxophone man. Nothing like a good saxophone in a song to make it. Terry Sonny Lee Tritt provided that. Also, Jeff Wally Walrath contributed some organ and piano on this album, which also complements very, very well. We come now to number 7 on the top 10, and this is an old friend of this show as well. She's been on a couple of times this past year. I'm talking about the one and only Liz Mandeville, and this is off her Stars Motel album off the Blue Kitty music label. We called it the Bed and Breakfast Blues album. It's a result of various touring musicians that crashed at the Mandeville homestead, and while they were there, Liz held them at gunpoint and says, "You got to write a song and record with me." So we have a whole collection that sounds diverse because of the different collaborations. I've chosen one to share with you this evening. It's a personal favorite of mine. This one's a little swing blues. It's called Reefer and a Glass of Wine. Liz Mandeville.
Beer is good. whiskey's fine. For me, I like a reefer and a glass of wine. Don't want no blow, don't get me low. I want a reefer and a glass of wine. Mellow down, smile, not frown. Silly, silly, act the clown. Light it up and pass it around. Open up another bottle of wine. You like me, I think you're fine. You're better with a reefer and a glass of wine. If you wanna spend some time, give me a reefer and a glass of wine. Mellow down, smile, not frown. Silly, silly, act the clown. Light it up and pass it around. Open up another bottle of wine.
That lady, that is Liz Mandeville, and that's off her Stars Motel album on Blue Kitty Music, and it's got a little bit of that New Orleans kind of swing sound to it. It's not blues, but it is blues at the same time. Swing blues, and featured on guitar there is Dario Lombardo, who was in the studio with us a few months ago when Liz was joining us, and he's the Italian guitar slinger that came to visit. Remember that?
I do. That was a fun show.
That was a really fun show.
He was crashing at Liz's place, too, just like the album set.
And that's when one of the times they recorded. Again, this is the Bed and Breakfast Blues album, as I like to call it. We got to get Liz back on once she's feeling better.
She was great. She was great.
We're going to change the tempo completely right now. These guys made my list with their 2010 debut album, The Pond Hawks Have Landed. And this is a worthy successor. It's groovy, psychedelic pop kind of stuff, and it resonates with those of us who are boomers that miss those sparkling hooks and the bouncy beat of 60s pop. It not just has the psychedelic kind of sound, it's also got a little bit of that sunshine pop that artists like Boyce and Hart wrote back in the day. So we got the Mersey beat and the sunshine beat, and it comes together with the Pond Hawks off their new Blue Light album on Riverpool Records. This is the opening track, Bitter Game. We still care a lot inside.
but soon it's gone forever far away. I don't want to tell you goodbye. We deserve to ask ourselves why. We deserve to give one more try.
We are at the halfway mark. That is band number six, album number six on my top 10 of 2016 of original artists. That is the Pondhawks off their Blue Light album, Riverpool Records. Definitely one of the more unique sounding ones that came across my desk this year. Kind of sounds a little, Dan, like you put it, the Moody Blues meets the Beatles meets Oasis with some other stuff in there.
I know. I love that pop synth sounding, but it sounds very vintage too from like its natural
and it's
synth.
It's all brand new and all original. A three-piece band that writes all their stuff and they're from up your way, up somewhere in the north side of Chicago, as I understand. Band number six, album number six, Pondhawks, Blue Light. We come now to number five. Number five, we return to the blues. This guy actually joined us on A Look at the Arts, you might remember, earlier in the year when this album came out. He's a local guy, Mike Gallimore. He gave us these 11 original songs on this album called Living with the Blues. His guitar playing is unique. It clearly owes a debt to the old school sound of, say, Wes Montgomery, the Three Kings of the Blues. But Mike infuses it with his own style and refuses to look backwards. Instead, incorporating jazz and funk elements with a scoop of soul to give it a whole new progressive blues sound. Let's go with the title track of this one. It's called Living with the Blues, Mike Gallimore.
Honey, I can't make enough money, it's true. No matter what I do, it's a bittersweet existence, living with the blues. One day you're up, the next day you're down. Freedom from the ties that bind, feast and famine all around, it's true. No matter what you do, it's a bittersweet existence, living with the blues. Thank you.
Mike Gallimore. Good stuff there. That's the title track, Living with the Blues. It's an independent release, 11 original songs. Like I said, his style pays homage to the traditional guitar players of the blues era, but he also brings a new style all his own, and that's more of the contemporary sound. He's got some really funky stuff on there that's got more soul and more funk, but we can't play them all.
Unfortunately.
So that was a good representation. Mike Gallimore, Living with the Blues, coming in at number 5 on my top 10 from 2016. We now come to another one of those bands that's definitely a little bit different. I've never been a huge fan of some of the newer music, and I really shame on me for showing my age. Yeah. But these guys, I really enjoy them. They're a young band. They've been on the show in the last year. They've been around for a long time. In fact, when I first heard these guys, they were in Teen Battle of the Bands playing out maybe 10 years ago.
Wow.
And to their credit, they won. They went through a lot of changes with band members. They went through a lot of changes with the name of the group. They're now called Open Your Eyes, and their new album on KBB Records is Truth or Consequences. This one's called Cast My Cares. Cast away, Dan.
My cares away.
that song, Cast My Cares Away, Open Your Eyes, a band out of Hebron, Indiana. This CD is called Truth or Consequences on KBB Records. It is a national release. It's available on all your usual online stores. It's a powerful, progressive, modern rock. Range of dynamics and textures on this is really phenomenal. If you listen to this whole album, and Dan, you've heard a lot of the songs
I have,
on here.
A lot of good stuff. And I remember when they came in for their interview, and I was intrigued by their story about them visiting the Warped Tour back in the day and trying to sell CDs.
Yeah,
and that's kind of how they gained
exposure.
Snuck
their way in. And,
right.
And, you know, did the old P.T. Barnum kind of thing.
Right.
And kudos to them. And as I mentioned, when I first met these guys, at least two of them, guitarist Justin King and bassist Kamran, I got to get that right, Kamran Fulati, about a decade ago, they were in a teen battle. And they were like, yeah, we're good. I'm like, yeah, you're okay. Well, you know what? They were right. They're darn good.
They're good.
And,
there you go.
These guys, a lot of promise. I think we're going to see big things from these kids. Open Your Eyes, out of Hebron, Indiana. Truth or Consequences, I shouldn't say out of Hebron. They're out of the region. And they just added some great talent. Ryan Steinberg, a rhythm guitarist, and transplanted Los Angeles drummer Sandra Alva, who I think added a lot to the band.
She did.
She brought a lot
of good stuff.
That L.A. sound. All right, that's number four. Now we come to number three. An old friend of mine, probably going back, gosh, more decades than I care to think. He's a guy that's written all kinds of hits for all kinds of bands. Survivor, Ides of March, Sammy Hagar, 38 Special, REO Speedwagon. You go on and on and on. Of course, I'm talking about Jim Peterick, the guy that gave us Eye of the Tiger and all these other wonderful songs. And he's got an album called The Songs. And it's rare that artists reinvent their own hits. But Jim does just that on The Songs, dissecting proven hits, putting new skins on their skeletal remains. And this could have easily become a Frankenstein's monster when you mess with success, as they say. But surprisingly, it works well in the hands of this master craftsman and his producer, Fred Mollen, of Jimmy Webb and Kris Kristofferson fame, very used to working in the acoustic format, did an amazing job. This one is probably the furthest in left field, and I like it. You might remember this from a 38 Special album in 1982 called Special Forces, but I guarantee it didn't sound like this. Caught Up in You, Jim Peterick, off The Songs.
I never knew there'd come a day when I'd be saying to you, don't let this good love slip away. Now that we know that it's true, don't you know the kind of man I am? No, said I'd never found love again, but it's real and the feeling comes shining through. I'm so caught up in you,
so caught
little girl,
up in you,
that I never did suspect a thing. So caught up in you,
so caught
little girl,
caught up in you,
that I never wanna get myself free. And baby, it's true, you're the one who caught me. Baby, you taught me how good it could be. Yeah. It took so long to change my mind. I thought that love was a game I played around enough to find. No two are ever the same. You made me realize the love I missed. So love I couldn't quite resist. When it's right, the light just comes shining through. So caught up in you,
so caught up,
little girl,
in you.
You're the one that's got me down on my knees. Caught up in you,
so caught up,
little girl,
in you.
That I never want to get myself free. And baby, it's true, you're the one who caught me. And baby, you taught me how good it could be. Fill your days and your nights, no need to ever ask me twice. Oh no, whenever you want me. And if ever comes a day when you should turn and walk away, oh no, I can't live without you. So caught up in you,
so caught
my knees, so caught up in you. Little girl, that I never wanna get myself free. And maybe it's true, you're the one who caught me. Maybe you taught me how good it could be. Little girl, you're the one who's got me down on my knees, so caught up in you.
Caught Up in You, done chamber style. That's right, chamber quartet style there, an old 38 special song written by Jim Peterik off his album The Songs. I played that because it's really on the fringe of some of the reinventions of this. There's a bluegrass delivery of Eye of the Tiger, calypso groove on the Survivor song High on You, some great acoustic treatments of Is This Love and The Search Is Over, and of course he does all sorts of reinventions. There's even a couple new songs on here like Miracle at Ground Zero, the same music and more. So check that out, Jim Peterik, The Songs, off the World Stage International label. And that brings us to number two. And these guys, again, I've known them since they were right out of high school, some of the members anyway, when they were in different bands. And I'll tell you this, one does not open the seal on a new album by the Steepwater Band without expecting awesomeness. And this album, called Shake Your Faith on Diamond Day Records, does not fail in that aspect. This 11-song set is arguably some of their best songs to date. Joe Winters, Jeff Massey, Todd Bowers have been doing it a long time. They recently added rhythm guitarist Eric Saylors, who is a welcome addition, and really, together, these guys turned in some stellar performances. The added organ on a few select songs by Jim Wirt adds some nice flavoring. Let's get to a song. This is off the Shake Your Faith album from Steepwater, clocking in at number two out of my top 10, and Mama Got to Ramble.
Ramble.
Shake Your Faith is the album on Diamond Day Records, and as I said, you don't get a new Steepwater Band album in your hands without anticipating what's on the inside. You always expect awesomeness, and this 11-song set definitely is awesome. From start to finish, these guys really rock. If you haven't seen Steepwater Band, make a point to. They play the region often. They play downtown. They're always on tour. They've opened for everybody. Deep Purple in Italy. They've played, I know, with Bad Company and Savoy Brown, too. Kim Simmons, who's a friend of this show. And Jeff Massey, a slide and lead guitar player for Steepwater Band. And Kim on the same stage. That would have been an awesome show. So Steepwater Band coming in at number 2 on my top 10 regional CD picks. Before we get to number 1, I want to let you know what the criteria is. Each and every year, I pick the best original music releases that are offered up by regional artists of that year. It's always a mixed bag of Chicago, Northwest Indiana talent from a variety of genres. To be considered, the album has to contain at least 60% original music, have a minimum of 6 songs or 30 minutes of music in length, and be released between November 1st of 2015 and December 30th of 2016 for this year. No EPs if they're less than 6 songs or less than 30 minutes. No singles. These are full album projects. And that brings us to our number 1 album of the year, in my personal humble opinion. And again, this is just my top 10 of the regional albums that I heard over the year. All right, so this guy has been on the show a couple of times over the years. He's been around for 25 years. This is his 10th career album. I know that Stephen King, the great horror author, has written liner notes for him, and he's one of his big fans. Moving to Suburbia, Willow Springs, Illinois, of all places, has done really well for this guy. He's now clean and sober. He's a family man. He's a survivor. And this has kind of more of a folky rock sound than some of his earlier stuff. It seems like he's retired to the woodshed out in Willow Springs. Where is Willow Springs, Dan? Do you know?
It's a western suburb.
Is it a western suburb?
Yeah, from Chicago.
Well, I assume they have woodsheds out there. So he's probably retired to that, recharged his battery with his rebooted life, and always masterful with words. This is Michael McDermott and Willow Springs off his own Pauper Records, and a little tune called Butterfly.
Junkie girl in my world, and everything began to twirl, and it spun so that I couldn't even stand. She had many charms, I heard alarms, she stuck needles in my arms, and I guess that's when the trouble began. Days and nights, city lights, empty bags and broken pipes, and slowly things got completely out of hand. Oh my God, how far did we fall to get to where we are? In the dark, it's not always easy to see the light. Was it just because divey bars, there were wolves and there were scars, and there were guns and sex and punches to my head. The sun would rise with your alibis, you look around with scornful eyes, how the time flies when you're high and horrified. Some would call it grace, I think it's just a waste. A waste of mind, a waste of heart, a waste of time. I laughed when she said we should both be dead, 'cause baby, no, no one makes it out alive. So honey, will you take
I wish I had the faith to pray, but maybe she finally doesn't hurt. And here's the thing about hope, it's such a delicate rope, and if you pull too hard, you'll wind up in the dirt. It's only one life to live. You can take what you can't give. Live it for the grace of God. Go away. I can't believe it's true that I'm here talking to you. Cause I don't know.
Michael McDermott and Butterfly off his Willow Springs album released this year, Pauper Records. That clocks it at number one. Again, more sparse than some of his earlier stuff. He embraces that sparser sound, and it definitely works on this album. Good stuff from Michael McDermott. All right, counting down back again. We opened up the show with Robert Roll Feddersen at number 10 with My Terry Ann. Number 9, Big Dog Mercer and It Ain't Easy. Both of those are independent releases. We then had Chicago Kingsnakes with Music King Records release, Southside Soul at number 8. Number 7 was Liz Mandeville and the Stars Motel on Blue Kitty Music. The Pondhawks came in out of the North Side with Blue Light off Riverpool Records. And we had Mike Gallimore out of Indiana with Living the Blues, another independent release. Open Your Eyes, Truth or Consequences from Hebron, Indiana. KBB Records released that. And Jim Peterick, old friend, The Songs off World Stage International at number 3. Steepwater Band. And Shake Your Faith, Diamond Day Records at 2, and we closed out there with Michael McDermott, Willow Springs. Congratulations to all of those in the top 10. And I'm really looking forward to all the great music coming out in 2017, so we can do all this again next year. If you've got original music coming out, you're a local region band, send it to me. Get a hold of me at TomLoungesEntertainment.com. You can email me there or find me on Facebook. Till next time, stay safe and keep on rocking. Adios.